Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show. It's not blatant, but look at the way Kristen is flipping you off this morning, Mo.
Oh, the hoodie?
Yeah, but it's so comfortable.
Wow, what a
It's so comfortable. As comfortable as I was singing the national anthem.
So I thought about this morning when I put it on.
You want to explain how you're giving him the middle finger giving him the middle finger? Why don't you like Mo? What did you do?
So I'm wearing my East Carolina Pirates sweatshirt. Have I ever stepped foot on the East Carolina campus? No. Have I ever watched an East Carolina game in person or on television? No.
You've never been there physically, but spiritually.
It doesn't even match your undershirt.
No, not even.
Yeah. not she even. Went out of her way to say FU this
it's
morning.
Funny. It's funny because she's flipping the bird to me, too, because East Carolina beat my NC State Wolfpack in a bowl game. So
I have no recollection of that.
Yeah.
So I am wearing
this. It's a mini finger for you.
Yeah. So I am wearing this because I was cold, and it's literally one of the coziest hoodies I own now because Bert purchased it for us because East Carolina is the team that Mo took in our college football bet, and he lost, and he had to sing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. So East Carolina let you down, and I'm sorry for that. But this is a really comfortable hoodie.
Bert gave me his. It is pretty comfortable.
It is so soft. It is like perfectly big, and it fits just right.
Yeah, it looks great on you.
Yeah, thanks.
Little PTSD.
Yeah, a little trauma going on over here.
I hate the colors. Like, I am not
me too.
A yellow.
The school.
But it's really cozy.
All right, let's get Jenna back on here. This was an interesting twist yesterday because we had Jenna on. She has been very interested in starting to date one of her friend's exes.
Yeah, so the history with Jenna and this guy, she's actually had a crush on him for years, but she's always just bit her tongue and she has never said anything. So she's had this crush, and then one of her friends, she has expressed, this is not a best friend, it's not a top tier friend, A tier. She called her more of a B minus. But this person is in the circle. She sees her on the regular, talks to her on the regular. So if anything got messy or went awry, it would be uncomfortable. So Jenna's like, hey, I want to reach out to this guy, test the waters, and that's what we came up with, to see if he would even be open to dating somebody his ex is friends with, right? And so we did that. We sent these 5 anonymous questions. He answered them. And after he answered them, it seemed like, hey, if it's right, it's right. You know, you can't help, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants. Mm-hmm. And he would be cool with dating somebody who was friends with an ex. But, you know, there's also a third person in this, and that is her friend. So before she went and, you know, shot her shot with her crush, I thought it would be the polite thing to do to also ask this friend 5 anonymous questions to see if she would be okay with one of her girlfriends dating an ex of hers.
So thoughts on betrayal? How do you feel about me stabbing you in the back?
Stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
All right, Jenna, you ready to hear the results here from your friend?
I think so.
Okay, because this will ease your mind. I mean, if she was into it, then it would ease your mind. Like, she might do the exact same thing you're doing, right?
True.
All right, Tommy?
All right, Jenna, so we sent your friend a fake email. We posed as a polling center. And you told us that one of her favorite stores is Sephora. So we asked her to answer 5 questions about friendship for a $50 gift certificate or gift card to Sephora. And she did not hesitate to answer.
That was very crafty.
I mean, it is Sephora.
Yeah.
These were her responses. Question number 1. How do you generally feel about exes dating within the same friend group? No big deal or totally off limits? Her answer? Oh, absolutely off limits.
Uh-oh.
There are so many people in the world. Why go for someone your friend has been with? It just feels like a betrayal.
Do we even need to hear the answers to the other four?
Yes.
No. This friend has not been single long enough to think that there are so many people in the world. Now, when you find someone you're even remotely, you gotta lock in.
Spoken like a desperate person. If one of your friends was interested in someone you dated, would you want them to tell you first? She answered, honestly, if they were even thinking about it, I'd rather they just didn't. Telling me wouldn't make it better. It would just confirm that they're willing to cross that line.
Oh, no, it is pretty clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the way you're saying it or verbalizing it almost makes me feel like she knows what we're doing.
Question three. Do you think once a relationship is over, it's fair game for someone else? Or do exes always stay off limits? Her answer? To me, exes should always be off limits when it comes to friends.
It's pretty clear.
I think that's pretty much in the friend handbook. I wouldn't even consider dating someone my friend was with, and I'd expect the same respect in return.
From Jenna.
Question four. Would it bother you if your ex moved on quickly, or does it depend on who he moves on with? She said, well, I mean, of course, it would suck if he moved on immediately, but I could deal with that. What would really bother me is if he moved on with someone I know.
Oh, man.
That would feel like a slap in the face. And the last question, be honest. If one of your friends started dating your ex, would it be weird or would you be happy for them? She said, weird? No. It would be beyond weird. It would feel like a complete betrayal.
Oh, that B word again.
There are just certain lines you don't cross, and this is one of them.
So she answered the same question the same way five times.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Jenna, you have all the information you were seeking. Your crush opened the door for you. Your friend firmly slammed that door in your face.
And locked it.
And put a file cabinet in front of it.
Tied it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with this information?
I think I would feel, just knowing how she feels about it, even though she's not one of my best friends, I feel too guilty pursuing it. And I feel like if in the future, like in a year or more, it's still an open door, then I'll do it. But right now I'm like, oh, that sounds very clear and makes me feel like a horrible person if I try this.
Jenna, I want you to take my challenge. I don't want to check back with you in a year. I want to check back with you in 1 week. All right, because I think you're feeling it right now. You know the answers right now. But I think you're going to justify this, and I think in a week you're going to feel differently.
I mean, maybe. I feel like you know me, and that's you don't know me, but that's something I might do.
Yeah, I spent 4 minutes with you.
Of course I do.
Got you figured out.
I just think it's human nature, like, to know now that he might be into it, and this is a guy that you're into. Even though your friend has said, absolutely not, betrayal, for sure, no, I still think you're going to go like, well, you know, I said B-minus, friend, but I really think, like, D plus.
It's worth sacrificing, right?
So we'll check back with a week.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
$100 for one of you guys. I just don't want to give it to you. 1-855-Burt. We'll play a round of Lose Burt's Money here if you want to call right now. I have a real superficial trivia question for three of you guys. You'll compete against each other. With every incorrect answer, I will take $10 away from you guys. So 1-855-Burt Show. Lose Burt's Money coming up in just a couple of seconds, but call now. All right, while we're looking for people to play, let me run this by you guys. I am wondering if you guys think this is an overbearing dad, or do you think this is a really cool plan for this guy, right? So his daughter comes to him and says, "Oh, Dad, I've been dating Mo for the last couple of months. I really want you to meet this guy," right? So Pops is like, "Been here, done this. If I am going to meet this guy that you are so excited about, I am going to give you 20 questions that I want you to find the answers to. You come to me with those answers before I okay if I'm going to meet this guy or not."
That seems like a lot.
20 seems like a lot.
20 questions, okay? So let me give you an example of some of the questions. Because I guess he's like, don't waste my time. Mm-hmm. If you don't know this guy, then I don't want to, like, get to know this guy.
No, time out. I'm already so against this. It's not a waste of time. This is a person that your daughter is interested in. She likes. Any person that your kid is dating should not be a waste of your time to meet. Seriously?
I just feel like, okay, me and my dad go through this a lot with my sisters. I have three sisters, and there have been quite a few times in life when they've come to the both of us and wanted us to meet a guy that we would meet, and then he's gone in 2 weeks, and then we got to meet another guy, then he's gone in 2 months, then we got to meet another guy. After a while, it's like, I want you to be at a certain level of seriousness about this guy before I invest in actually putting my time into seeing what kind of guy he really is.
This isn't about wasting your time. Mm-hmm. This is about moral support for your sister.
But what if, like you said, they're just what if this particular woman is parading a different guy in every 6 months? Doesn't it lose some meaning? Because it used to mean a lot. Going to meet my parents.
Right.
That's a really big deal.
It's a milestone.
But if she's doing it quite a bit, he's like, okay, you know what? You don't even know these guys.
Right.
So I'm going to give you questions to ask them. You come back to me, and then I'll tell you if I'm going to meet this guy or not.
All right. What's the questions?
All right. Mm-hmm. They're not easy. She only posted a couple of them online. But here we go. Number one. What are important personal stories that shaped who he is today?
Oh, this is not.
That's out the gate.
Yes.
That's
aggressive.
This is an essay. We're now in essay territory.
That's number one, okay. Right? So yeah. If I'm going to meet this dude, he's got to tell you this. Like, what has shaped him? Number two, where did he go to school and did he graduate?
Okay, that's
fair. Yeah.
Does he have a family history of diabetes, blood disorders, sickle cell traits, sickle cell disease, and cancers?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he's just worried about the bloodline.
So she's supposed to go to her dude and go, "Hey, anybody in the family have sickle cell?
What's your medical history?"
Come on, man.
Yeah, diabetes. Yeah, that's a lot.
What was that, Katie?
That's a good thing to know, because my father did not tell my mom that he had the trait, and two traits combined the disease.
Okay. And you have sickle cell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. When did you start dating him, and how many girls has he dated prior to you?
That's too much.
That's a bit, that's prying.
What's he doing for a living?
Not mad at that.
Nope.
Okay. Who does he live with?
Not mad at that.
Okay, if he lives with his parents, then he might go, "Hey, I mean, come on. This guy's in his late 20s, early 30s. Why did he break up with his last girlfriend? He wants his daughter to add. Oh, that's not bad.
I'm not mad at that. It's telling.
Does he make you feel supported and safe?
Oh.
I always ask that question.
Yeah.
So that's not a question for him, but a question
for
her.
That one's for her, right. And what do you like most and least about him? So I guess he's trying to find out more about him before he actually meets the guy. Overbearing or legit?
I personally don't think it's that bad. I actually think it would be helpful And because there's been times I've tried to speak to my sister about a guy they were interested in, and I can tell they didn't do a lot of digging and they didn't have a lot of information. And by the time they started to get it, they realized I don't like this guy as much as I thought I did. So I kind of feel like it inspires them to go get more information for yourself as much as for me.
But if you're dating a girl and she comes to you and her father has given her these questions to ask you, and she starts going through this laundry list of questions and asking you this, is this a red flag?
If she told me that it was from her father, honestly, no.
Really?
No, only because I've been on the other side of it. Like, I always go into situations with a woman who, if she has an older brother or a dad, I'm completely prepared for that. Like, I'm completely prepared to get drilled with the questions. I understand. I'm not mad at you. Do what you got to do.
That sounds like a really, really, like, intimidating factor right here. Like, you know you're stepping into a firestorm.
Absolutely.
When you meet Pops. All right, let's play Lose Burst Money. All right, let's get Jessica on first. It's Jessica, Kaysen, and Gabby. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling us from?
Douglasville.
I appreciate
you.
Appreciate you. Hey, Kaysen, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you representing today?
I am going to work in Gainesville.
Okay, and Gabby, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Where are you calling from?
Kennesaw, Georgia.
All right, here we go. Jessica, you're going to get the first crack at this, all right? I've got $100 here. Here it is, laid out for all of you guys. With every incorrect answer, I take $10 away from your overall winning, okay?
Okay.
Here it is. About one quarter of Americans say they would have more happiness in their lives if they had a couple more of these in their car. Quarter of Americans say they'd have more happiness in their lives if they had a couple more of these in their car.
I'm going to say cup holders.
Cup holders. For the very first time, we got one right.
Are
on the first time.
Are you
kidding me? Well done.
That was a great answer.
Good answer. $100 for you. Yes. Quarter of Americans say they'd have way more happiness in their lives if they just had a couple more cup holders in the car.
That's all it's going to take?
Woo! That's it.
Makes sense.
Sorry, Kaysen. Sorry, Gabby.
Gabby's already hung up on her. She's like, screw you guys.
Jessica, thanks for playing Lose Burt's Money, and thanks for listening to The Burt Show. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
The Burt Show.
Well, let me rattle off the results of a study on Atlanta traffic that is going to shock absolutely nobody. You ready? It's a new study that just came out, and it says that Atlanta ranks among the worst cities in the U.S. for driving.
What?
No way.
What? It can't be true.
Not this Atlanta.
Breaking news, fork found in the kitchen.
Citing heavy traffic congestion, high accident rates, and costly car expenses, we are ranked number 3, trailing only Miami and Portland. And this study, if you're wondering, like, how do they even come up with that? They take a look at factors such as commute times and road conditions and gas prices and placing Atlanta near the bottom of the list for all of that stuff. I've lived in two cities. Well, I lived in San Diego, but have gone to and dealt with L.A. traffic my entire life. It's the worst because it can happen any time of day, and it can be miles and miles long. In Washington, D.C., man, when I was there, that was worse than Atlanta also. Even though it's bad here, it's still better than those cities.
I think that's why a lot of people think Manhattan is one of the greatest cities in the world, because it's the greatest because you never have to sit 45 minutes going 2 miles to and from work. You can get in a little subway car, call it a day. You never have to worry about the congestion.
Yeah, New York is bad. It's really bad, but the subway helps out so much, and I think that's what keeps it out of there. But I'm also shocked that not a city in Texas is in there as well, because in being there, it's been just as bad in my experience too.
I have seen something start to happen in Atlanta, and it started to happen about 3 or 4 years ago, right? That to me, I could point to that and go, okay, the city is changing a little bit. I started to notice that people in Atlanta, when you're at a stoplight or a stop sign, if the person in the very front, you could be the fourth car, started honking at the person in front of the line rather than just the person in front of them. Because that's a real New York thing right there. You could be honking at somebody 7 cars in front of you. It's starting to happen in Atlanta now also.
I think people's frustrations are starting to come from New York to Atlanta. Now I see why.
Did you see which city they had ranked as the best city for drivers overall?
I mean, it has to be some city, little itty bitty city, right?
Detroit.
What? What?
Because nobody's there anymore. Have you been to Detroit lately?
No. Never. No.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've been once. It is desolate.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of sad, actually.
Oh, man.
All right, Abby, so you are going in person, or did you do it last night, the singles mixer that you were going to alone?
Yeah, speaking of frustration, I'm so desperate to find a man that I was willing to put my pride on the line.
And money.
And my money. Oh, my God, and my money. To go to an in-person singles event that happened last night.
Let me ask Mo this question. So you're at an event like this, and you meet Abby, who tells you right off the bat, like, I came here alone. I didn't come with any friends. Is that a plus, or are you like, oh, desperate?
I see it as a plus.
Me too.
I would see it as confident.
Yep.
Okay, well, I didn't go alone last night.
Okay.
So deduct 5 points from my eligibility score, because at the end of the show, I was put in a group chat with a bunch of other girls that I guess were deciding to go to the same event. And lo and behold, a bunch of people started selling their tickets. And I was like, I know a friend that will come with me. Give me the ticket. So my friend ended up going with me because she got a ticket at the last minute. And when I showed up about 10 minutes in, I saw one of my close friends that I went to college with. Nice. And then another close friend that I went to college with. And so then suddenly it was our whole sorority back at the singles event. But yeah, me and my friend, we showed up to the event that was at Painted Park in Inman Park. If you haven't been there yet, it's a great bar. And this event was set up where there was going to be 150 women and 150 men. So there was kind of like an even ratio.
Because you said the last event you went to, the ratio was like way off. There were so many more women than dudes.
Yeah. And it was a great party. Like, mm-hmm. It was not a knock on the event, but it was like 80% women and then 20% dudes. And so you'd be walking around and like, it was literally The Bachelor. It'd be like one eligible dude and then like 10 girls surrounding him being like, please pick me, choose me, dance with me. Oh, Chad?
Those dudes had a good night.
Where was that when I was single?
it was a good night for them. So we show up and we were just laughing at ourselves because we were like, this is so embarrassing for us. Like, if you put what's happening on paper, it's just like, you're showing up, you're spending $42.50 to stand around in a room with a bunch of other dudes that are also just on Hinge, hoping that something is going to change. So we show up about 20 minutes into it, and this place was bumping. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, I love Painted Park, but it really should have been at like a bigger venue because we couldn't even get to the bar when we showed up. That's how many people were already there. It was crazy congested. It was literally Atlanta traffic in a bar.
Yeah, because you got 300, if all 150 men and women show up, you got 300 people crammed into that bar.
Yeah, we were so nervous. We were like, to the bar! My friend broke dry January. I really haven't drank in all month, so I kind of unwittingly did dry January. So I was like, give me a 7-year block. So we get our drinks and I see two guys that are standing at the bar, and I'm immediately like, okay, they look cute. Let's start the conversation. There's not that many people here yet. So I open the conversation and I say something to them, and then me and my friend go back to our drinks, and I'm like, okay, gave them the opening. If they want to talk to us, they will. And we're sitting there, and for like 30 minutes, these dudes just talk to each other. I'm like, at least talk to another girl. Like, this is why we're here. And then we did like a sort of a breakout session where you had to go into different rooms. And this is what I thought was so funny. So when you went to the event, you had to pick a different sticker that had a different color. So there was yellow, and that meant I want to get married in 2 years. And then there was blue, that was I want a relationship at some point. And then there was yellow, that was I want something casual. And I was like, this is so bizarre, because I thought we were all just here for the same reason. Like, let's meet. Mm-hmm. Maybe if something happens. Like, the people who are in the yellow room, like, they're signing marriage licenses. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's an officiant back there. And then you got all the sleuths in the purple room who just showed up to get late. It was four guys and one girl. So much so that they had to like let the blue room go into the purple room. So I'm in the blue room with the rest of the normies.
And which is the blue room?
And like, you're looking to date, but you're not like being aggressive about it. Okay. And then there's the back room with the yellow where it's like, I want to get married now. So I'm talking.
I think this is a great idea, though.
No, and it's a great idea. Yeah, I'm not knocking on it at all.
Because you know their intent right off the bat.
Yes.
I love it.
Just based off talking to people, that was kind of the assumption of like what each color felt like. So then there was another situation where I'm in the blue room. I'm talking to a guy who very pointedly like sat down in front of me. And I was like, okay, he clearly wanted to talk to me. So we're chatting and we're getting to the end of the conversation. I'm like, I need to go somewhere else. And he gives me his phone. He's like, hey, I can't really, it was really loud. He's like, I can't hear you. Can you give me your Instagram? And so I type it in and go boop, 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 boop. And I go to follow myself, and he already followed me.
Okay.
And I look at him and I go, you already followed me?
And he goes, oh, yeah. And I was like, then why did you ask me to put my Instagram in? Anyway, so that conversation happened.
How did he answer that?
He just kind of was like, oh, yeah. I don't know. He just kind of like brushed it off.
That is so weird.
Yeah. Okay. And so then I was like, I'm going to go get my friend a drink. So then I got my friend a drink. Kind
that
of
was a turn
around.
Off to you?
Well, I think I just wasn't a good match, period. And then I was like, I'm just going to go somewhere else. Okay. I'm going to go over there. Yeah.
Instead of saying, hey, put your like handle in so I can follow you, be like, hey, I think I follow you on Instagram.
That's all you had to do.
Yeah.
What could be the reason why he forgot or just?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I moved on from that. And, you know, we mingled and I do think my friends found a couple of good matches. I left, you know, being proud of myself that I showed up to the experience, honestly proud of other people that they showed up to the experience. It takes a lot to put yourself out there. Yeah. It takes a lot to go alone. I saw a lot of people show up alone. So if you did go to the event last night, just know that I feel like everyone kind of had a sense of not knowing looks in terms of like, I see you. I see you putting yourself out there. Good on you. Glad that you did it. I'm still single, but but glad that everyone had a good time last night.
What's the name of the party again? And do they do them more than once a year?
Yeah, I think there's a Valentine's Day party. So this is free advertisement from a girl, Lexi, from The Bachelor. It's in the wild on Instagram.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Man, you better approach with caution when you're about to go to mom's and say, hey, we're not going to be celebrating Mother's Day with you. Ooh, you better approach with caution.
My friend has had it with her nightmare mother-in-law who makes Mother's Day all about herself instead of sharing it, right? Mm-hmm. And my friend's always like, I had no problem with sharing it whatsoever, but we always have to do everything on her terms. Brunch where she wants, or we have to go to her house, and the day ends up being all about her instead of a shared day. So she floated an idea to me, which I was like, girl, I like it, but I don't think it's going to go over well. And she's like, well, I'm going to tell my husband to do it anyway. And I'm like, all right, you got to let me know how it goes. And I don't think it's a bad idea, logically. Like, on paper, I'm like, that makes sense. In real life, it's going to cause a family meltdown.
Okay, if we can just take emotions and feelings out of it, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So her deal is, so she is mom to a five-year-old. And so for 5 years, they've been doing Mother's Day at her mom's, his mom's house, brunch where she wants. The day circles or is around her. And she's like, my husband is 40 years old. His mother will always be a mother. I am not trying to take that away whatsoever. She's also a grandmother now. So how about, since he is not actively being mothered and raised anymore, Mother's Day is about the mom who is actively raising a child, and then we dedicate Grandmother's Day or Grandparents' Day all about his mom. So she doesn't even have to share a day. It's all about her because she is actively being a grandmother at this point. That way we both get days, and I, your wife, the mother of your children, doesn't continue to get slighted every single Mother's Day.
But you never stop being actively a mother like your mom, Abby. She's still your mom. She's actively a mom. Abby called her a couple of weeks ago. She runs into town when Abby needed some help. You know, that doesn't stop when you're an adult.
I know. That's why I have a crippling fear of having children. Once you have them, they're just there. You can't forever. Legally, you can't get rid of them.
That is true. But there, we played, I think this was this past Mother's Day, from a mother-in-law and from a grandmother, that Mother's Day, and this was from her, it needs to be, the focus needs to be on the moms who are in the trenches, right? Like, yes, you still acknowledge as an adult your mother, she brought you into this world. She'll take you out in some cases. And that never goes away. But for those that are in the trenches who are like...
You, having toddlers. Infants, toddlers.
Yes. Teenagers even.
Like if that child is still under your roof and you are super hands-on, then the focus should be on you that day. Not to say that the mother-in-law is going to get completely ignored. You still send flowers. You still do a card. You still do the phone call. Like you do all that stuff. But instead of having brunch over at her house or whatever, you do what your wife, the mother of your children, would like to do that day.
Okay, is there anybody listening that absolutely hates this philosophy? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. That those moms that are in the trenches, that if they're under the roof, take priority that day over ones that don't have kids in the house.
Yeah, and let me clarify. My friend is like Kristen said, still sending flowers, still going to invite mom to brunch, still going to acknowledge her that day. So it's not icing her out of the day. It's just... She has evolved. She has leveled up to grandmother at this point because her 40-year-old son is not calling her for parenting advice all the time, is not calling her for life advice. He is a full-grown man with a full-grown job and his own family, his own house, his own life. So it's still his mother, and she acknowledges that and wants to celebrate her, but she's like, I'm tired of having to sacrifice my day every day and never being thought about because this woman is being selfish, so why don't the moms of adult, like very grown adult children, and the key thing is these adult children have to have their own kids, right? Mm. So once the child has their own children, the mom has graduated to grandmother. She gets grandmother's day all about her, and then Mother's Day becomes about the mom of the kids.
Good morning, Bircha. How do you feel about Mother's Day being, it's a little bit divisive now. Good morning, who's this?
My name's Shan.
Hey, Shan, what's up?
Hey, so I disagree with Kristen so much because that's like saying, you know, you're talking about being in the trenches. That's like saying Veterans Day is just for current active members of the military. Like, people have put in their dues, mothers have put in their dues, and I think that instead of, you know, being divisive and saying, well, you know, we're going to do this for you or that for you, I think that they should just come to some agreement where maybe they switch off or do something in the morning for one and some other or something like that.
Okay. All right. How do you feel about that?
I don't understand the analogy.
Do people in the military that are in the trenches right now, do they get to be honored more than others that aren't serving anymore in the military?
Well, you're still both getting honored, but those that... Yeah, I don't feel like the analogy fits here for some reason. I don't see the correlation.
Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this? Hello.
This is Peyton.
Hey, Peyton, where'd you stand on this?
Hi. So my fiance, very much a mama's boy, has always been and will fly up to go see his mom. But her birthday is also on Valentine's Day. So I haven't had a full Valentine's Day or Mother's Day with him in almost 3 years.
So I just want everybody to take a step back and think about it. Like, you know, I have a mother-in-law, I have a mother, and I am a mother myself, right? So on Mother's Day, if you are the mother-in-law or you are the mother, and you have had Mother's Day, like you grew up, like your kids, and you've been there and you've had those experiences, would you not want your daughter or daughter-in-law to be celebrated and to be acknowledged and to have the spotlight on Mother's Day when you've already been there and done that, and you're still getting acknowledged, you're just taking a step back and you're appreciating her for everything she's doing for your grandkids. Would you not want that for your daughter or daughter-in-law?
This is crazy. You're finding out that some people are selfish.
And I don't even know if that, I don't think they realize that it's being selfish, because yes, as a mother, regardless of your age, you deserve to be acknowledged. It's a selfless job in and of itself. I get that. But for your friend's sake, and if you're looking at this situation and you are the mother-in-law, why would, for 5 years, would you dictate everything that happens on Mother's Day and not take a step back and realize your daughter-in-law is a mother as well and deserves to have some of that spotlight on the day as well?
Even when the baby was a newborn.
Is that right?
It was still about the mother-in-law. So she's like, my husband needs to man up and tell, like, something's got to change. So her thought was, let's still honor the mother-in-law with her own day, but then it can be completely about her.
I see what you're saying.
Why can't it be Mother's Day weekend? And like mother-in-law gets Saturday and mom gets Sunday.
I don't hate it.
I also like the concept. We'll have to brainstorm this one later for Man Up Day. For guys that haven't been manning up, this is the day that women push them to go, okay, this is the tough conversation that you're supposed to, that you've been supposed to having the last couple of months. Today is absolutely the day. Because this guy's terrified of his mom.
Or he's just a pushover. Yeah. I mean, he might not be terrified. I don't know a lot about their dynamics, but I also understand, like, you love your mom. If someone came to me and was like, you need to oust your mom from Mother's Day, I'd be like, hell no. But if there was a solution and a problem, I would fix it.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Jay-Z's legal team wants the court to sanction the attorney that's going after him and Diddy for all those lawsuits. This is the guy in Texas that's representing like hundreds of women for those assault cases. Well, Jay-Z says there is one reason why we shouldn't be taking this lawsuit credibly, and that all has to do with some ethical issues that he believes Tony Busby, this attorney, some ethical reasons from Tony Busby, the attorney. So Jay-Z and his legal team basically are saying that Tony Busby, the attorney, he did not meet with client Jane Doe, who filed a complaint saying that an incident happened at one of Diddy's white parties. So his legal team is pointing out that Tony has admitted this, that Jane Doe sued him and they did not meet and he did not do his due diligence to find out if there was actually some kind of, if there was something to back her case before he signed off on the complaint. So she did do an NBC interview that is now obviously very infamous for getting out a lot of this information when it comes to Diddy's white parties. And so he's basically saying, okay, so he saw this NBC interview that she gave, never met with her, and still signed off on the complaint. And he believes that this lawsuit shouldn't be taken seriously because Tony Busby, the attorney, did not do his job as a lawyer and make sure that there was actually a case here.
As far as Jay-Z, I don't know what he has and has not done, but what I do know is if I'm Jay-Z and I am innocent, or I believe myself to be innocent in this situation and in these accusations, I would do the exact same thing. I think Jay-Z is standing on business and he is saying it needs to be more than just Jay-Z did this. When did this happen? Who did this happen to? What are the details? Who was there? It all needs to line up if you are going to attack me in this way. And I feel like that's what Jay-Z is saying. And he's tired of people coming at him for money grabs or anything like that. So if he is truly innocent in what he's being accused of, I think he's doing everything he should do.
I think he's also heard the buzz even before there were lawsuits or anything official. I think people tied him into this party, the white parties, even before it was public.
So you think that he's just getting sued because it's just rumor? So it's like, if we can get one more rich person's bank account to open up, why would we not throw him under the bus?
Yeah, because Jay-Z is saying that this lawyer and a couple of other lawyers that are affiliated with these cases have a history of that. And that's what they kind of do. So yeah, he doesn't want to be affiliated with this for money wise, but also for his name, because obviously these are some damning accusations.
This makes a lot of sense because this guy is representing a ton of women. So really, like, all of this, I feel like, happened very quickly. How much research did go into every single case? You know what I mean? Like, either it's really favoring in the attorney side of you just had so much overwhelming evidence that it was so easy to be like, absolutely, here's a case, or you are just so ready and so money hungry to go after these famous rich people who have all these rumors against them that you're just willing to take the gamble.
Yeah, there are two reasons why he absolutely has to defend this with all costs. The first one is the personal reason, because you're attacking a man's character. What you're saying is, at least for me, this is one of the worst things that you can be accused of as a man. Secondly, if he gets canceled for this, then not only does he lose, at the end of the day, this is a businessman. Mm-hmm. He gets canceled, he loses money, but I also think collateral damage with Beyonce. Because do you want to support Beyonce? Because then you start asking yourself, did Beyonce know what was going on? And we're living in such a skeptical society that people could jump to that conclusion, and then she gets canceled just by association.
I think he feels that, because Jay-Z, if you look at his history, more times than not, he really doesn't come outside to answer anything. He lets it play out however they want it to. And I think this guy, Tony, the lawyer, might have felt like Jay-Z has so much money that he might just say, here, leave me alone. Mm. But that's not the approach he's taking. He's standing on business.
When it comes to the Beyonce aspect of it, I want to remind people, women shouldn't be punished for men's actions. So maybe you do think she knows something. Mm-hmm. Maybe she didn't. But I see it so often that, like, the guilty by association, I don't think that's fair, because in some instances, because just because somebody did something wrong doesn't necessarily mean you knew anything about it. And so often it's women, people are like, well, why didn't you stop him? Or why didn't you, you know, like, the women get blamed, mm-hmm. and then the women get canceled because of something their significant other, their husband, did, which is totally not fair.
Yeah, you're 100% right. But I think that we do live in a place now where we're so cynical, mm-hmm. that people will start to connect the dots by themselves and the collateral damage happens. It's not right, but I think it's kind of human nature.
And as Beyonce, if we can all pretend to be Beyonce for a second, as Beyonce and a woman who is all about female empowerment, like, if any of this comes to be true, you stand by your man?
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. I mean, you mean if it's true?
I'm saying, like, if we're playing this out, and if it plays out in the court system and there are allegations and he ends up being guilty of any of this stuff, and especially the significance of the allegations and what Beyonce stands for and how she, like, lifts women up and is so about women's empowerment and female empowerment. I'm wondering, if you are her, do you stand by your man, or do you have to take a step back and be like, this is not the man who I thought it was, and I'm going to have to bounce?
I can't speak for Beyonce, but if it's me, I wouldn't be able to stand by him, because the accusations are too damning, and it would force me to realize that you're not the person I thought you were, so that's not who I fell in love with, so I would have to take a step back.
I'm with Mo on that, man. That is a 100% game. I would never be able to look at you the same way again.
Nope.
All I'm saying, if it is true, I hope she doesn't stand by him, because if you thought Lemonade was good, think about what would come out after.
Serious.
All right, hell hath frozen over. Leonardo DiCaprio is dating a 26-year-old woman, and his friends are saying this relationship is unlike any other he's been in before. I'll tell you why on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.